Well, we are heading out of summer into fall and soon into winter. Lots of things to see and do in our area. And I'm just finding out about something that truly sounds very special to me, and that is the Lychgate Concerts, which happen in Sheffield, the pavilion at Sheffield Town Park. I'm just finding out about this as we get to wrap up their season this year. And our guest today on Robinhood Radio is Trudy Weaver Miller, and we'll be talking about the Lychgate Concerts. Trudy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So let's talk a little bit about the concert that is upcoming, which is on the 17th of September at 4 p.m. at the Pavilion in Sheffield Town Park. Let's talk about the classical music concert that is going to be performed.
Yes, our artistic director and violinist, Jorge Avila, who is a New York musician but also a Sheffield resident, has programmed Mozart's Divertimento in F major, Dvorak's Waltzes, Opus 54, numbers 1 and 4, originally written for piano but arranged by Dvorak for string quartet, the Brahms string quartet number 1 in C minor, and also a very interesting piece by Jesse Montgomery called Strum for string quartet. Jesse Montgomery was born in 1980, or 81, so not a long-dead white European composer. Finally, someone who's, you know, actually young. And she is the recipient of the Leonard Bernstein Award and the Sphinx Medal of Excellence. And so she's an artist in resident, composer in residence in many orchestras here in the United States now, and very busy in Europe as well. So we're really thrilled to present a contemporary piece written by someone who is alive and a woman.
It checks all the boxes. Yeah. I think that's great. The Lychgate Concerts, classical music in Sheffield. This concert is coming up on the 17th of September at 4 o'clock at the Pavilion at Sheffield Town Park. By the way, tickets are available online. We'll get to that in just a moment. But before we get there, Trudy, let's talk a little bit about your name, Lychgate Concerts, and what that means.
Okay. Well, Christ Trinity Church, which is the overriding organization sponsoring these concerts, has a little edifice on its property, which is an old English-style small building that serves as a gateway from the mundane world through, one goes through and into the more sacred world. And when we were thinking about naming Lychgate Concerts, we thought that was a perfect way of describing coming through the normal everyday humdrum and coming through into something that was exquisite music and contemplative music. So we've decided to call it Lychgate Concerts. It's a beautiful little structure. If you happen to drive through Sheffield, please come and sit under it. It's very, very special.
Now, we're talking about the Lychgate Concerts, which is coming up on the 17th of September at 4 o'clock in Sheffield. But when I was talking with Trudy off-air, I found out a little bit about the history of the concerts. So let's go into how these concerts first came about.
Right. Well, this series was born out of COVID. And as you all know, many good things have come out of COVID as well as the bad things. We found ourselves here with Jorge Avila, this fabulous violinist who was sequestered in Sheffield because there was no work in New York. And you all recall how difficult it was in New York in March and spring of 2020. So we brought him into Christ Trinity Church as our artist in residence, and for well over a year, he helped us with our services, which were streamed live. And we thought, well, here's this guy who doesn't have any work, and he has all of his friends and other players in New York, and they have no work. And we saw a need to raise some money for a food program here in Sheffield. So we decided in September 2020 to put on a concert, and we did that under the pavilion in the park. We were only allowed to have 50 people under the pavilion, even though it's 6,000 square feet because of COVID rules. And so we did two performances in order to accommodate everyone. We were able to raise over $8,000 just for Feeding Sheffield, a program which is now still going on, and it's called Feeding Friends, and it encompasses all of South County. But we were also able to employ four wonderful musicians from New York, and they were so appreciative of the work, and our community was so appreciative of hearing classical music in the middle of this COVID desert that we said, let's do some more of this. And so now we've finished our second complete season. We're planning the 2023 season, which will be three concerts, one midwinter concert, which we do in Old Parish Church in Sheffield, which is a beautiful acoustic, and then the two summer concerts in June and September, which are in the under the pavilion in the town park. We start right before Tanglewood, and we finish right after Tanglewood. The pavilion, as I said, is 6,000 square feet, so it's a lovely wooden pavilion with remarkable acoustics. It's really amazing. We set up a small stage, and we have an acoustic shell, and it's like being at mini Tanglewood South.
And what's great about this is, and you're so right, what sprang out of something horrible, which was COVID, there were good things that happened. I managed because one of the signs of getting COVID was being obese. I managed to start a diet that I ended up losing 110 pounds with.
Wow, good for you.
but other people have done the same thing, and I think that a concert series that has come to light out of this and now continues, and you're a 501c3, so the money you raise goes directly back into helping in your own local community.
Yes, it does. Christ Trinity Church is a 501c3 organization, and so the money that we raise through the concerts and goes back into the various programs that we do in the community, which include an Appalachian Trail ministry, where this past summer we welcomed something like 742 trail hikers. We were set up with a large tent right on the edge of the trail in Sheffield, and they would come in during the day. So I think it was 7 days a week. We'd have hamburgers, hot dogs, fruit salad, drinks, high-powered batteries that they could very quickly recharge their cell phones. And so part of what we do supports that. We also support the food program, Feeding Friends, and various of the other small organizations in the Southern Berkshires like CATA and other things like that. So all of this goes back into our community and into the greater community. We've been able to help support families in Ukraine, for instance, during this very difficult time for them.
We are speaking with Trudy Weaver Miller, and we're talking about the Lichgate Concerts, the final one for the season, coming up on September 17th at 4 p.m. at the Pavilion at Sheffield Town Park. Tickets and information available at christtrinitychurch.org. ChristTrinityChurch.org. Once you go there, you can see the big square box that says click here to learn more and purchase tickets. You can get tickets that way. Are tickets going to be available at the door, so to speak?
Yes, they're also available at the door or at the open side of the pavilion. Yeah.
and are there any COVID restrictions, or are we pretty much all set with that?
If something were to happen between now and Saturday and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the CDC recommended something, we would follow that protocol. But we will have masks there. If someone wants to wear them, you don't have to. You know, it's just what what everyone is doing right now, which is kind of wait and see.
And coming out and doing things again together as a community, which I think is so important. Once again, the Lychgate Concert, classical music in Sheffield, coming up on September 17th at 4 p.m. at the Pavilion at Sheffield Town Park. Once again, on the web, you can just go to the website, which I just put along to you, which is christtrinitychurch.org. Click on the link for more information there. And, you know, I'm so glad we found out about this, Trudy. Keep us appraised of more of the things that you do, because I think it's great that our community gets out and gets to hear. We have a wealth of great classical music in our area. It includes you. It includes the Hotchkiss School. It includes Music Mountain.
Music Mountain, yeah.
And we are just so lucky. And I'm glad we found out about this. And have a great show this coming weekend.
Thank you so much, Marshall. I appreciate it.